Good morning, everybody. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF Kyle High with you. Taking a break from open line. And as promised, Trisha Purdon from the Montgomery County Action Council. The microphone has fallen. There we go. she's joining us on air. That mic is very sensitive for whatever reason. Now, sometimes these other ones will slip off occasionally, but that one seems to be the most sensitive. But I've also rigged this microphone to point up like that so that it can't just slide down. Because I've had it happen before while I was talking. Because I just did like that and went, dum! I was like, oh, no. So, it didn't sound great on air. So, all right. Well, Trisha, good morning. We hope you are doing well today. I know you got to get back up to Indy here in just a bit. But first of all, what are some of the things on the agenda for MAC as of right now?
Yeah, so it's been kind of crazy lately. We're excited because it's a really good problem when MAC is crazy. We've had a lot of growth that's suddenly starting to happen. We're seeing a lot of new small businesses that are growing. I think we've got, I've got 7 currently in our pipeline of small businesses who are trying to get open, and
that's
we're really
news.
Excited about that. So, talking about some of the small business things that people don't often know. So MAC is a small business development center, satellite out of Pitt State. So we assist small businesses in all those things that they need to do in order to get started or expand. So if they need to get help with their business plan, they need help putting together some of those financial applications to apply for all those loans that we have, which we have incredible programs here in Montgomery County. You can get almost, I've done one project where they got almost $250,000 in gap financing, meaning the bank comes in for, 50, 60%, and then we come in on the back end to help finish that gap where a lot of small businesses, when the bank says, well, you got to put 20% down. And then they don't have any working capital. They don't have, some of those other things that they need. And so that's what these programs are for. So we help them put together those applications and help them facilitate conversations with all those different organizations that lend to small businesses, and just kind of help walk them through the process so that they don't feel alone. They're not just sitting out there floundering, trying to figure out how to get started. But so we're pretty excited that that's working, because we're seeing so many new small businesses, even during the time of COVID, trying to get up and running. So there's definitely been a shift. So we were slow. I think on average, we're doing maybe one a month from March until December during COVID, when it was really hot and heavy. And now, like I said, we're up to 7 now since I think most of them started mid-January. So it's really starting to pick up over the last month. That's really good.
Well, no, that's a great thing, seeing that pick up. But like you said, that's a good thing when MAC is crazy, because that means good things are happening.
Yes.
In the area. So, talking about several small businesses trying to open up. I know you can't say exactly who they are or whatnot, but
Yeah. Kind
of the areas, maybe I'm guessing maybe around Coffeyville, Indy, somewhere around there, Caney, Cherryville.
They are. They're pretty spread all over the county. We've got a couple in Caney, a few in Independence, a couple here in Coffeyville that we've been working with. So I don't have any currently for Cherryville, but that does not mean that we don't have one. We did several in Cherryville last mm-hmm. year. So pretty excited to see some of this growth happening all across the county, and not just in small, but in large too. Reached out with Phoenix Logistics. They're the ones that bought the former Amazon building. They're growing. They're doing really well. They're currently hiring. So if anyone needs a really well-paying position out there, Phoenix Logistics is a great opportunity to apply for. I think we've got the job posting on our Facebook page, so if someone's interested in applying. Array Technologies is doing really well. We were really excited to see them grow. They're a solar energy company, technology company, and they've been doing very well. If you ever drive out there, you'll see truckloads of poles, these long poles, leaving the facility every day. And that's because they're building solar farms all over the Midwest right now.
That's money, though. So all
is.
Those poles, that's lots
that's
of money right
a lot
right
of money.
There,
so. So we're pretty excited to see that. But I had someone call me and said, well, we saw all these truckloads of leaving the Amazon building. It looks like they must be leaving. I'm like, no, that's the product that they've made.
Yes.
And now it's being shipped out to those customers. So we're pretty excited to see such growth happening with Array Technologies and their work. you know, we also have posted on our Facebook page Cobalt Boats, that's up in Neodesha. They're growing and they're adding to their team as well. So there's several larger businesses that are currently hiring right now, and excited to finally see that, because you know we saw the layoffs happen just constantly this past year, and to hear some of these jobs being posted is really good news, and feels pretty optimistic that we're starting to come out of this,
getting some recovery going on. Last month when you were here, you were talking about there was some kind of partnership that you guys were having with Labette County. I can't 100% remember what it was. It had to do, I think, with some funds, though, that were both counties were going to basically be helping each other out.
Yeah, so I'm on that committee, but honestly, I've missed the last couple of meetings because it's lined up the same time I've had a prospect in town. But yeah, we've had this grant which goes through Blue Cross Blue Shield, and it's to assist in healthy pathways to really help both Labette County and Montgomery County work together on ways to become more healthy in our community. I've said this a million times, either on the show or in public, but workforce is the number one issue that every single employer tells us is a problem in our county, but in the United States. With Montgomery County being one of the very unhealthiest counties in the state of Kansas, that creates an extra dynamic to the already challenging problem with workforce. So let's say you have 20% of your population that is unhealthy, even if they're workforce eligible and they want to work, but they have so many sick days that they can't sustain a regular job, it kicks them out of that workforce.
Right.
It constantly puts them on unemployment. It puts a strain on those families. It puts a strain on our workforce. It puts a strain on our employers. But it also makes it so when we're in the process of recruiting a new business, or we're talking about Cobalt Boats, or we're talking about Array Technologies trying to add jobs, it makes it hard to say, well, here's the number of people who are eligible, because we don't know how many of those eligible folks are unhealthy and they can't sustain a long-term job. So it's really, really important for our economy, for programs like this to really help our workforce get healthier, and not just workforce, but our children and our aging adults, and the entire population of Montgomery County. So pretty excited about that grant. They're doing really great work on that. The other stuff I kind of wanted to talk about today, there's a couple of really great programs that we testified on last week with the Kansas legislature. So there's an interesting thing happening. So the last 8 months, I served on a committee for the Rural Opportunity Zone. The Rural Opportunity Zone is an amazing incentive program. So especially those folks that live in South Coffeyville, if you're listening, if you move into a rural opportunity zone county, which Montgomery County, Labette County, several other counties in the region are members of the ROS program, but if they move into these counties from outside the state of Kansas and they haven't lived here for 5 years, they can get a personal income tax credit on their state income taxes. They can also get a $15,000 student loan forgiveness program if they're sponsored by an employer. So right now the county's list is about 127 people long, so it's going to take a long time to get through those folks on the county paying for them list. But if they have an employer that wants to sponsor them, that program will pay $15,000 of your student loans off. Well, the challenge is that program expires this summer. It sunsets on July 1st of 2021. So there are several bills that were introduced, one of which is a bill that Representative Jim Kelly, our Montgomery County representative, introduced. And that bill would extend that sunset for another couple years. And the reason why that bill was introduced is really as a placeholder. So this is where the legislature gets kind of crazy. So myself and this committee of people all over the state of Kansas, and senators and representatives were on this committee as well, put together this incredible program that would kind of beef up the former ROS program. We had a lot of students that are going to trade schools. You know, they're going to our amazing community colleges here and getting their HVAC technician programs, or their plumbing technician or electrician programs. Well, that still comes with a little bit of debt, but not a lot, not $15,000 worth. but we still want those employees to stay and live in our county. So what's another way that you can convince someone to move to our county? Well, down payment assistance on a house. And that gets them to live in our county and buy a house in our county and take care of their home in our county. And so the bill that will be introduced hopefully soon is a bill that would add on to that ROS program, that someone would be able to move to our county and get down payment assistance on a house if they don't have student loans. But it also allows for our area foundations to sponsor students for new residents to come here. It also allows for different types of organizations to sponsor. So like MAC could sponsor a couple of employees to help get them to move to Montgomery County. So we're pretty excited about that opportunity. It kind of opens up the opportunity for people to move to rural counties. They're also going to set that, I think, the threshold at 35,000 population for counties. Before, ROS was a battle every year trying to get those counties into ROS and be able to participate in ROS. Montgomery County was not the first slate of counties in ROS. We didn't get added in until 2014. So, but like Cowley County, they're clearly rural, but they're not a ROS county right now because they didn't get in. The political situations that happened up there in Topeka.
Politics.
Yes. Yay, politics. So this will kind of alleviate some of those challenges and kind of the odd battles that have been happening in the legislature about who gets in and who's not. Montgomery County is the biggest user of the tax credit program in the whole state of Kansas. So we have a couple hundred thousand of income taxes being rebated basically back to these residents that have moved to Montgomery County since this program got implemented in 2014. So that's great.
Mm-hmm.
But our population decline still isn't stopping. So we've got to figure out another way to make this program help actually get that goal of getting our population decline to stop, to start turning it around so we can actually grow our population, which ultimately the bad side would be that we get over that 35,000 threshold, right?
And then
we get kicked out again. Yeah,
because we're just right under that right now,
yeah, I think
correct?
We're about 33,000. Like,
yeah,
so.
Yeah. So, yeah, it's we're basically screaming at it, but we don't you don't want to go over because then you're out, but then at the same time, you don't want it to downtrend at the same time.
Yeah, the goal of this program is to get people to move to Montgomery mm-hmm. County. And I've always said that once we get someone here and they work here for a couple of years, they realize how amazing this community is. My husband and I have lived here now for, I think it'll be 9 years this year. We love it. I mean, my husband's from Kansas City. I came from a teeny tiny town out in western Kansas. So this is my hometown now. I've lived here for so long. But we love it, and we want to say that other people love it as well. And because of that, we've been doing some really cool things, too. If you follow our Facebook page or our website, we've been doing some features on families who have moved here. And they, I don't think all of them have even taken advantage of the Rural Opportunity Zone program, but some of them have. You know, we had like Candy Westbrook. She moved here from Texas, and we've got an amazing chamber director now. I think she participated in that program. And I think we had Lacey Lees, who's a finance director over in the City of Independence. I think she participated in that program. But we're writing some of these stories about these young professionals who have chosen to move from an urban area to a rural community to raise their families. And so if you want to take a minute to read some cool articles about some local families, it's a new thing we're doing on our website too.
Absolutely. Definitely going to check that out. And like you say, we, you know, Coffeyville now has an amazing Chamber of Commerce director because Candy comes in here every Wednesday and she's just awesome to talk to. And just,
she's fantastic.
She's always a ray of sunshine. That's to say the very least. So, well, Tricia, if anybody has any questions they would like to ask you, maybe what we've talked about today, or maybe something else that may be on their mind, how can they get a hold of you guys?
Yeah, so the best way, I would encourage everyone to go take a look at our website. It's actioncouncil.com. We have information about grants, the small business loans we talked about. We have programs about, you know, that are coming out of the CARES Act still, and the new bill in December that they passed for funding for our small businesses and large. We have programs about the legislature and what current bills we're following, like RAWS and the RHID program that'll help our downtowns, things like that. So go to our website, actioncouncil.com. You can always give me a call, 620-331-3830. And my email is tpurden@actioncouncil.com. So I'm available to meet with anyone anytime, and as long as we're not on snow day and having to work from home. So reach out, check out our website, and we've got some really great tools out there for people to use. But that's probably the fastest way to get almost any information, whether it's demographics or grants or loan information.
All right. Well, Tricia, thank you so much for coming in today. I know you got to head back up to Indy, but I appreciate you coming in today, and we will talk to you again next month.
All right. Sounds good. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. That's Tricia Purton from the Montgomery County Action Council, if I can actually say that, or what, from MAC. So, all right. We do need to go ahead and take a break, and when we come back, we'll restart open line. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF here on this Monday morning here in Southeast Kansas.